Nolte, New York Times debases itself with puff piece on Willow, the White House cat. By John Nolte on January 28, 2022. Documenting left-wing media bias is no longer productive. But, boy, this beauty from the far-left New York Times is really something. What we have here is a full-blown piece of kiss-ass propaganda, a stunningly transparent Pravda moment. And if you think the headline is supposed to be ironic, the story itself, a news story, says different. Headline, Relax, America, Willow, the White House cat, has arrived. After keeping the nation on tenterhooks since even before taking office, the Biden White House announced on Friday that a gray cat named Willow had joined the first family. More than a year after the plucky farm feline from Pennsylvania caught the eye of the First Lady, Jill Biden, while she was on the stump for her husband. The cat's arrival was much anticipated after Dr. Biden casually mentioned in a November 2020 interview that she'd love to have a cat in the White House, and later lightheartedly suggested that the animal was waiting in the wings. To feline fans everywhere, this might as well have been a blood oath that a cat would soon be revealed. For more than a year, Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, was peppered with questions about the administration's cat policy by reporters and other interested parties. She seemed aware of the stakes behind the cat's public rollout. After keeping the nation on tenterhooks since even before taking office, the cat's arrival was much anticipated. For more than a year, Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, was peppered with questions about the administration's cat policy by reporters. Exploding consumer prices. Open borders. Record COVID cases and hospitalizations. Empty shelves. No jobs. But relax, America. Yep, Democrats sure got it good. You see, when you're a Democrat president with catastrophic approval ratings buried under piles of failure created by your own terrible policies, corporate media outlets like the New York Times will gladly debase themselves like this and do so in full view of the public. Oh, and by the way, this article uses the term doctor to refer to Jill Biden no less than six times. Jill Biden is not a doctor. She's barely a doctorate doctor. In fact, Senator Rand Paul, RKY, actually is a doctor. A renowned surgeon, and guess how many times the New York Times refers to him as a doctor here? Zip. Zero. Nada. None. Not once. Instead, he is referred to as Mr. Like I said above, documenting left-wing media bias is no longer productive. After years of being exposed, and without saying so, the corporate media have surrendered by collectively cheerleading for Democrats right out in the open. Also, much of today's media bias is desperately trolling for outrage and links, which I find tedious. Instead, what is productive is documenting the media's collapse. How the erosion in public trust has destroyed the media's ability to influence public opinion, how their reach shrinks by the day. I'll document that all day long. Hi-ho hi-ho, it's off the work I go. Nevertheless, an occasional reminder of just how much the media have prostituted themselves doesn't do any harm. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.